This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump in Scotland for trade talks and business related to his golf resorts. The president says he blames Hamas for the latest stall to the Gaza ceasefire talks. Israel also blaming Hamas for stealing critical aid and food. Today, the USAID agency says it's found no evidence that Hamas has diverted food. And UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres calling for an end to the war with starvation mounting.
From the beginning, I have repeatedly condemned the horrific 7 October terror attacks by Hamas, but nothing can justify the explosion of death and destruction since. The scale and scope is beyond anything we have seen in recent times.
Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche wrapping up 2 days of meetings with Jeffrey Epstein's co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell. She's serving 20 years for sex trafficking. And former Congressman George Santos reported to federal prison today to begin his 7-year federal sentence for fraud charges. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers announced that he is not seeking a third term for governor. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Well, he's made it official. Governor Tony Evers is stepping aside after 2 terms in office.
For 5 decades, my family has sacrificed to give me the gift of service. They're my world, and I owe it to them to focus on doing all the things we enjoy and love doing together. It's why, Wisconsin, I'm announcing that I will not be running for a third term.
Evers built his political brand on education. A former teacher, principal, and state superintendent of schools, he's often called the education governor. He made headlines in 2023 by using that creative partial veto to extend school funding increases for the next 400 years. Governor Evers will remain in office through January 2027. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Wisconsin gubernatorial primary will be held in August of 2026, with the fall election to follow in November of 2026. City government committees are just about done for the month of July. The Board of Public Works meets Monday to consider a handful of broadband internet permits. Then the next committee meetings are during the first full week of August, where the city will consider an ordinance restricting the sale of hemp-derived cannabinoids to people ages 21 and over. City officials will also take up items to replace drinking fountains around La Crosse and meet to discuss the new city administrator position next month. Average home prices in western Wisconsin have been lower than last year for the past 4 months already, while the number of homes sold is the highest in 5 years. However, in La Crosse County, local home sales reached a record median price of $340,000 in June, topping the old record set in May. That figure is also $25,000 more than this time last year and almost $55,000 more than the start of 2025. Median prices of homes in La Crosse County match the statewide number of $340,000. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Watch out for Matthew Golden. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers training camp, where rookie wide receiver Matthew Golden is turning heads on the practice field, the first-round pick, catching short passes, then turning up field for big gains, Packers safety Evan Williams.
Obviously, it's the first couple days, so we'll see how he can consistently go. But, I mean, to know that you have a guy like that that can, you know, bring a level of explosiveness to the offense, you know, it's exciting, man.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a series against the Marlins in Milwaukee. Will they make a trade before the deadline next week? Pat Murphy says, let's not discuss in front of the players.
You just can't let it get in there. I'll answer questions. I'll openly talk about different things that they're discussing, but that's their job, the front office, and they do a great job of it. Yeah, I'm just worried about this club, the group in the clubhouse right now, and what's going on with them, and I don't want them looking over their shoulder or whatever, and I just want them thinking about, hey, how can I help the team win tonight? How do I help?
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies, a light southeast breeze in the overnight as temperatures drop into the upper 60s. For your Saturday, could see some morning showers and storms. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, a light south wind in upper 80s. Lower 90s return Sunday. Right now, it's 85.
Matt Nair on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the Wisconsin News headlines for the weekend. Who may be in the running for governor next? And previewing our Tuesday show with Joe Thomas. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From Milwaukee to Marshfield, where passion meets purpose and policy meets people. This is the Maggie Dawn Show.
They're not there to serve you and me and the family farmer. They're there beholden to billionaires and their corporate overlords.
Get ready to challenge the status quo with a fresh perspective on the issues that matter to you.
Our nation fraying and fracturing.
This is not normal. This is not the country that I grew up in.
Breaking down the complex world of policy and politics with clarity, conviction, and just the right amount of fun.
Correct. We know better. We know better.
Clip that.
Lawyer, economist, and fearless advocate for the truth. Here is Maggie Dawn.
Yes, everyone. Happy Friday to ya. We've made it another week in Trump 2.0. The saga continues. Got a great guest to kick off today's show with me for the first hour. It is your friend and mine, former U.S. Attorney James Santel, host of Amicus, a law review on Saturdays across the network from 9 to 11. It is also, of course, Free Ticket Friday. I love talking about baseball and these amazing Brewers. Holy cannoli, and we're giving away the game ticket, one of the Cubs series. Brewers v. Cubs this coming Wednesday, July 30th at 1:10 p.m. So if you were looking for a reason to skip work to catch the stomach flu, enjoy beautiful AmFam Field, an amazing baseball experience in Civic Media's club level seats. There's four of these tickets, and watch the Brewers beat the dastardly I-94 rivals, the Cubs. You're going to want to stay tuned. I'm going to be dropping that word probably in this first segment. We'll see how it goes. We'll see if Jim behaves. I'll put it all on Jim's lap. But welcome back to the show, Jim. How are you, my friend?
I am doing well. Always delighted to be with you at the end of the week, Maggie. And I will tell you that notion of skipping out of school, skipping out of work, we've got a new phrase for that in America. It's called, which you and I talked about, it's called a Dan Bongino. You just don't show up for work, right? You stay home because for whatever reason, this is legitimate, going to support our Brewers, maybe the Cubs. But if you just don't want to show up, apparently you do that in America these days.
You just pull a Bongino.
You know, you pull a Bongino. And so let's start that right on this show on this Friday.
Pull a Bongino. Go see that game. It is Free Ticket Friday. Folks, to be entered to win those four club-level tickets to the Brewers versus the Cubs this coming Wednesday, July 30th at 1:10, you're going to want to text the word to win once I give it to you via the Civic Media app. Don't text it in the normal way. You got to get the app and then text in via the app the word to win. You'll get entered to win those four tickets. Jim, some really sad deaths this week from the entertainment universe. Of course, Malcolm Jamal Warner drowning at a very young age.
My goodness, right?
Ozzy Osbourne passing. Mm-hmm. And it was very eerie. Somebody I was talking to the other day, oh, celebrity deaths usually come in three. And then yesterday, news of the death of probably the one WWE superstar that virtually every American has heard of, Hulk Hogan. Wow. Yes. First of all, Jim, are you a wrestling fan?
You know, I'm one of those people who acknowledges that it's, forgive me, all made up. For those of you who think it's real, and it's all theater. And because it's theater and you know it's all made up, there's something wonderfully attractive about it. And there's something wonderfully reflective of America, right? That we do this thing that we know, hopefully everybody knows it is all fake. But what entertainment, right? And what a passing here. You think it, Hulk Hogan, one of those people, obviously had a career in politics as well. What a wonderful human being. And we are lessened by his passage and also the passage of the other two, of course.
I have no idea about Hulk Hogan as a human being or person. He certainly was a highly successful personality. I can give him that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The reason that I'm talking about this a little bit is that the word, the buzzword when you're talking about wrestling is kayfabe. Mm. It's spelled K-A-Y-F-A-B-E. If you've not heard this, it's more or less the sort of the made upness of it all. And that, like a con artist, and I don't mean to disparage the art form and the athleticism that these men and women demonstrate, but like a con artist, you never drop the bit, right, in order to make it work. That's kind of kayfabe in wrestling. And please don't get angry if I'm not getting this right. But the reason I mention it is that so much of what I see going on in Trump land feels like kayfabe. Like they never drop the bit.
Right.
And the place that I wanted to start with Jim today, we're going to have kind of a wide ranging discussion, everybody. I wanted to get some of Jim's insights on what's going on with the Epstein scandal as a former U.S. attorney, right? As a former federal top prosecutor in an office. And I think the term kayfabe is especially sort of appropriate in this particular area of MAGA land. And I'm going to talk more about this. And I did last week. We've got a special guest coming up this next week, a specialist in human trafficking and sexual violence, because I don't want anyone to forget there are five young women that testified, have been deposed on the record. Their accounts are horrifying. That information, some of it unredacted, you can find. But what I find so bizarre about this is it began really the whole, I don't know, sordid conspiracy theory really took life with the advent of QAnon. And this was Pizzagate. And so many millions of people led to believe or suggested that there was some bizarre global conspiracy amongst Democrats.
Right.
Only.
That there was a person named Q. And I think the only place there's a person named Q is on Star Trek, right? And it doesn't exist.
Or James Bond wasn't. Right, James, no, right. That was M. Sorry, right, wrong initial.
But it is.
So strange.
Right. And this now, Maggie, we've got unfounded conspiracies about unfounded conspiracies is the problem. Now we're just mounting them up. And the failure once again of people, whether in Washington, D.C., where this is all principally need generated, it's got a life of its own right there. But around the country, feel you to look at this again. I use the phrase critical thinking, people. Critical thinking about, does this fundamentally make sense? It doesn't, and it never has.
Well, there are pieces of it that do make sense, right? And there are pieces of it that are very factual. What's not factual, what is the made up part, was this idea that there was this specific group of elite Democrats trafficking children. Like, that's the made up part, the whole Pizzagate element of this. What's factual, of course, is that a extraordinarily elite billionaire trafficked children.
Yes.
In consort with numerous people. He had a Rolodex that included former presidents, captains of industry, heads of banks, famous people. This is whom he, university provosts. And he was an influence peddler. So the what we know about this is this man committed heinous crimes. His circle of cohorts were some of the elite of the elites and the powerful of the powerful. We know by Donald Trump's own photographs and word and deed and Epstein's that they were very, very close friends for a decade at the peak of the timelines that we have understood through some of these legal proceedings. He was engaging in this behavior. We know as a fact that Donald Trump likes younger women. Listen to any of his interviews with Howard Stern, of which there are hundreds of hours from the 90s.
Hear about those reports at the time that he was in and out of those a beauty contest, for lack of a better word, involving young girls once again. All of that. This is nothing new in terms of his conduct. It is more, and as you said, it is at the top of the list when it comes to victimization. One of the other great concerns that I have, and you do too, Maggie, about this is there are indeed those victims out there. Some of them are coming forward once again. We may hear from them, but let's not forget that this case
and
is ultimately about that.
Two of them have died.
Exactly.
Right? Two of these young women have died.
Right.
And here's the thing. Part of Donald Trump's electoral political strategy was talking about this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Part of his supporters, literally the head of the FBI and the deputy director of the FBI, sold books and their podcasts and their personalities based in this idea that there were, again, liberals doing this.
Right.
And
huge numbers of people out there pulling the strings.
Yes, it's like the snake eating itself. They created a monster and people say, oh, why didn't Joe Biden release the files, blah, blah, blah. Joe Biden never ran on Pizzagate. That wasn't a thing. He let the DOJ do its job. It's a very different question when the person who has benefited politically from promulgating the Pizzagate conspiracy theory is now being hoisted on his own petard when he knew all along there was clearly documented connections between the two of these men. And by those men, I mean Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump over well over a decade's worth, reporting this week that Donald Trump has been told he's in the Epstein files.
By our attorney general.
Yes. So I want to get to the kayfabe of what is going on in the Justice Department. And the picture is bigger than the Epstein scandal, everybody. And that's where Jim and I are going to be going next. I want to use it as an illustrative, you know, exemplar, the kayfabe that is being deployed by Todd Blanche and Pam Bondi and the Department of Justice and the FBI in service of what? Donald Trump's political ambitions. But it's not just about Jeffrey Epstein, a despicable human being by any measure. May he rot in hell. It is much bigger than that, because here's the line of logic. Nobody that I know wants themselves to be made a fool. And if you do not know that you are the mark of the con, or that you're observing the kayfabe, if you don't know that wrestling is made up, you are getting conned. And I don't know a Wisconsinite that doesn't want their elected officials to tell them the truth, or a Wisconsinite that would tolerate an elected official, who cares what their party is, from trying to pull one over on them. None of us want to be the mark. None of us want to be made the fool. And the kayfabe that is being deployed by this Department of Justice is epic. We're going to have to take care of a wee bit of business, but I promised everybody I would drop that word to win. I think I'm going to do it on the other side of our business so that you all stick around. Jim and I are going to talk about the kayfabe and the Epstein scandal, and then we're going to zoom out, because all of us want our government officials to tell us the truth and to stand up for what's good, no matter what your party may be. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Got former U.S. Attorney James Santel with me. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking kayfabe on the Maggie Dawn Show on this Free Ticket Friday, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you're just tuning in, here's the quiz. What do Ozzy Osbourne, Hulk Hogan, Malcolm Jamal Warner, climate change, Epstein, and the Supreme Court have in common? Well, not so much about Ozzy and Malcolm Jamal Warner, but the word is kayfabe. That is the theme. That is the consistency. Jim and I are exploring that this afternoon. He's, of course, Jim Santel, a former U.S. attorney, which means a former federal prosecutor. He's locked up human traffickers. He's locked up drug traffickers. He's locked up pedophiles. We're going to talk about the kayfabe around Epstein and the theatrics of Pam Bondi and Todd Blanche. We're going to tie that into the kayfabe of climate change denialism, as well as the kayfabe that's being engaged by the Supreme Court. But before we get back into the business, I have to give you the word to win on this Free Ticket Friday. We got four tickets for all of you for Wednesday's game at 1:10 against the Cubs at our beautiful American Family Field. The word to win, you're going to want to text this in via the app so that you're qualified to win those tickets. The word to win is gold, G-O-L-D, gold, like the Brewers blue and gold, G-O-L-D, gold. That is your word to win on this Free Ticket Friday. Let's get back into it, Mr. Santel.
Yes.
So there has been all of this hubbub and to-do about, quote, releasing the files. What are the files?
This is once again part of the kayfabe coming out of the White House, and it is after Donald Trump issues that thing on his own social media, and he says, I've directed my attorney general to release the grand jury materials, And he's relying once again, part of the kayfabe, Maggie, of course, as you know, is he believes that the American public think, oh, that's where everything is. The grand jury materials, once we get those, once Pam Bondi gets those, all of this disclosed, Bongino gets happier and everybody's is satisfied. Never was that. As you indicated in the first segment, what are grand jury transcripts about? Their testimony in front of this private proceeding. And what do you find inside those, if you get them, which is the second issue? Mm-hmm. You get accounts from people about what happened. What is the basis for finding that Maxwell and Epstein engaged in this human trafficking, this sex trafficking? It's discussion of the criminal conduct for which they were indicted by a grand jury finding probable cause, right? That's what you've got, all right? And so from the start, this notion that somehow this will be revealed, that somehow all of these other machinations involving, as you said, Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden, all these other people are somehow inside those grand jury transcripts. No, never. Not the case. And yes, even though they are involved in a huge amount of deception here, they know that as well. And so when your deputy attorney general, Todd Blanch, and your attorney general, the only people who put their names on this petition to the judge in South Florida and say, release these grand jury transcripts, not based upon the fact that there is any special law enforcement need for them. And that's the standard under what's called Rule 6E. You got to have some reason to say, I've got some other prosecution going on. I've got some legitimate law enforcement reason for doing it. They know that. Instead, what they do is they say, Judge, there's some special circumstances. And what are those special circumstances, Maggie? The special circumstances are everybody wants to know. It's in the public domain. We're all talking about it here inside the Beltway. And so release those materials. And to her credit, she says, you know, my hands are tied, but in a good way here, because the rule says, no, just because this is a parlor game going on inside Washington, because it is the kayfabe in which all of these folks are engaged, doesn't justify the release of these documents. You don't get them, period, full stop. And she's right about that. And again, the attorney general, the deputy attorney general, Donald Trump doesn't know this because he's not involved at all in the kinds of analysis that you and I talk about. But the reality is that too, that small piece saying, okay, let's go to a judge and ask for something that we know we'll never get. And even if we do get it, it will not provide the answers that presumably these folks knew they wouldn't get it.
That's why they asked for it, which permits Donald Trump to tweet about or truth post about or whatever. Like, that's the con. And I bring this up. You know, last week when I talked about Epstein, I wanted to make the point as someone who's survived sexual violence that we need to be taking a hard look at ourselves.
Yes.
About the many women who have accused Jeffrey Epstein. There is five times as many who have gone on the record about Donald J. Trump. And so while Jeffrey Epstein engaged in trafficking, the sexualization of young women and girls, the treatment of women, these fundamental issues of human dignity are still here. They're not buried 6 feet underground in Jeffrey Epstein's coffin. They are living, breathing issues. The other angle on this entire story to me is no one, I don't know anyone who wants to be a sucker, who wants to be fed garbage. We all want elected officials to stand up and tell the truth. So the villain here is not just Jeffrey Epstein. It is government officials who manipulate us to get our votes. And that to me is despicable, who try to pervert and capture the Department of Justice that is supposed to be independent and objective and free from political influence. These are all very, very not good, bad things. We're going to come back and we're going to move on to the kayfabe of climate change. What that means for a state like Wisconsin, where all of us enjoy recreating out of doors, virtually all of us. It's part of our culture here in Wisconsin. And what the kayfabe of climate change coming out of both the Trump administration as well as big oil means for your kids' futures in this state. You're going to want to keep it locked. Don't forget, word to win on this free ticket Friday is GOLD, G-O-L-D, GOLD. Text that in via the Civic Media app. Get entered to win four tickets versus the Cubs this coming Wednesday at 1:10. I got U.S. Attorney James Santel with
us. You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The state's housing market saw some positive signs in its June home sales report, which showed year-over-year sales up 8.1% and a slowing in the rise of median home prices. For over 4 years, the average cost of a home year-over-year rose 5%. For 3 of the last 4 months, that figure has stayed under 5%. The Wisconsin Realtors Association said that 11.5% of all closings happened in the month of June, and increasing home sales this summer could show an improving housing market. Senator Tammy Baldwin is part of a group of legislators that have introduced the Child Care for Working Families Act, which is part of a package of bills Baldwin says will lower costs for Wisconsin families.
I've introduced a package of bills that will address the challenges that I hear about in every community every day, from the high cost of housing, child care, and household goods.
The child care bill would cover a wide range of issues currently facing child care providers in Wisconsin and across the country. Baldwin said that the child care bill would make sure that families pay no more than 7% of their income on child care, offer grants to communities for new child care providers, provide living wages for child care workers, and increase access to pre-K opportunities. Baldwin said that an investment in child care will also have other benefits.
When parents cannot find affordable care, they cannot join the workforce or go back to school to get the skills they need to land a good-paying job.
Two other bills, the Price Gouging Prevention Act and First-Time Homebuyer Tax Credit Act, are part of the package. An air quality alert is in effect until 11 p.m. tonight. It'll stay hot and humid for the next several days, with highs today in the mid-80s. Showers and thunderstorms overnight will give way to sunny skies Saturday, with highs again in the mid to upper 80s. Sunday and Monday will be the hottest days of the current heat wave, with high temperatures in the low to mid-90s, with heat index values near triple digits. Then a cool-down arrives in the middle of next week. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Hulk Hogan is no longer with us. The man who tried to fix wrestling matches to protect his image, notoriously used horrible racial slurs, organized a fake presidential campaign, joked about body slamming Kamala Harris, stonewalled a wrestler's union, took steroids, allegedly caused the breakup of a friend's marriage, and falsely claimed to play bass for Metallica, has passed away. Those offering tributes include the president, who says he will be missed, he was MAGA all the way, and the lovable Vince McMahon, who said Hogan was a global phenomenon. I guess those are tributes. Hulk Hogan was 71. Well, the people begged for it, and Hollywood listened. As a result, there will be a new Air Bud. In the first Air Bud, a young grieving boy befriends a dog who he finds out is great at basketball. In the new Air Bud, a young grieving boy finds a VHS tape of his father's dog, then befriends the same breed of dog who is great at playing basketball. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies, a light southeast breeze in the overnight as temperatures drop into the upper 60s. For your Saturday, could see some morning showers and storms. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, a light south wind in upper 80s. Lower 90s return Sunday. Right now, it's 85.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I've been trying to learn sheepshead for 40 years. My father-in-law is still a card counter, knows what everybody has. It is so easy to go, oh gosh, I still don't know who the partner is. And is that a trump card or is it not? And so I'm still asking myself all these questions while they're busy taking all of my nickels. The one thing that got me where they allow me to play is getting the app. For all the technology that's out there, that is one of the positive notes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk to author Laura Bird recommending books with a connection to nature and Senator Tammy Baldwin on keeping rural drinking water clean in Wisconsin.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy Friday. And welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I've got former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel with me this hour. Jim, of course, also hosts that amazing show, Amicus or Amicus. Sometimes I get some feedback.
Either one works.
They're both proper pronunciations. His show, Amicus, a law review you can find across the network from 9 to 11. I like to listen on my earbuds on the app while I'm doing my weekend chores, Jim. It's great fun. And if you've got the app so you can listen to Jim on Saturdays while you're doing your yard work around the house, you can also use the app right now to text to win. It is Free Ticket Friday. I'm going to drop a word shortly that will get you entered to win 4 Brewers tickets for the Cubby game this coming Wednesday, 1:10. Brewers, top of the division, one of the best records in baseball. With who else sitting at the top of the best records of it? Yes, the Dastardly Cubs. So this is a huge series coming up. You're not going to want to miss the word to win coming up in this segment. This afternoon, to kick the show off with Jim, I have been talking to Jim about the concept of kayfabe in politics. If you're a fan of wrestling, RIP Hulk Hogan, the word in wrestling is kayfabe. It means the bit. You always stick with the bit, the storyline, this created universe, the soap opera of wrestling.
Consistency and the deception, right? Sometimes deception, if you're known by everybody, that's okay. We call that entertainment. But if we don't know that and people do think it's real, that's the kayfabe, right?
Yeah.
That's so dangerous.
You might be the mark. And our whole point this afternoon is that I tend to see kayfabe a lot. I think I see it more from one party than the other. And it is bad from wherever it or its origin may be in politics. Terrible. You have to be straight up with people. And this is, you know, the promises that are made to folks. Oh, end the Ukraine war on day one. Everything will become cheap. You'll get rich. That's all kayfabe. None of that happens. It's not happening.
And Maggie, you know, there's another analogy that you and I talked about, and that is in the legal field as well. You know, you stand up in court, you say things to people on the opposite side of the aisle, your own clients. One of the fundamental things that we always say is honesty. Do not engage in the kayfabe. Even if you've got bad facts, you've got bad things, you come forth and you say, you know what? I recognize that this is a bad thing the government has done. That is just the polar opposite of the kayfabe, right? That's being honest and genuine with people and telling them, you know what, in using your example, I may not be able to end that war in one day, but I'm going to try my darndest.
Well, and here's how I'm going to do it. These are the things I'm going to do. Right. The ability to tell uncomfortable truths, even when personally costly, is what we call integrity.
Yep.
And we all want that in our elected officials. And you can feel it when you're not getting it. Mm-hmm. And I wish people, we all need to be honest about when we see that lack of integrity from all sides of the political spectrum. But one area where there are literally existential consequences for the kayfabe is climate change. This week, Donald Trump's EPA announcing basically that, that we'll just delete climate change, that we won't talk about it. We won't research it, so it definitely won't be happening, which is insanely dangerous. It is kayfabe. It is the kayfabe that big oil, just like big tobacco, has engaged in for 50 years. And there are lawsuits across the country now proceeding against big oil because guess what, taxpayers? those $100 million plus capital improvements that you need to make to your roads and bridges and the erosion and the shoreline and the docks and the marinas and all that stuff. And oh, the parks that need more upkeep, the more invasive species, the more extreme temperatures, the more people that are vulnerable to extreme temperatures need greater assistance. Taxpayers, guess who's subsidizing big oil's big lies about climate? You're paying for it. We're all paying for it. They're stealing from you to subsidize big oil. And listen, I'm not one of those people that's like, yeah, just put a bunch of solar panels on everybody's roof. It'll be fine. There's no quick fix for this. It's going to take a multi-pronged approach, multi-year. We got to do everything that we can while not killing business or killing industry. Right. But Jim, the part of the kayfabe that I thought got made really plain this week, outside of the weird political bubble that is the United States, was a pretty big one from a legal standpoint. Jim, tell us about it.
International Court of Justice, we think about this as the World Court, The Hague, comes forward. And frankly, they stole your words, Maggie. It's talked about this as an urgent and existential threat. This is a unanimous opinion by this court, the highest judicial body of the United Nations, talking about two things, not only the obligation of every nation, including the United States, even though we don't follow this, to take action to protect a climate, our climate systems, and describing the notion that if you don't do that, you know what you're doing? You're engaging, these are their words, not ours, an internationally wrongful act. That's very strong language coming out of any tribunal, and also finding that indeed the protection of the environment, whether it's through the EPA, other institutions around the country, around the world, is a precondition, again, their word, a precondition for ensuring what? Human rights on the face of this planet, and specifically cites fossil fuel production as a potential violation of those principles. Big language coming out of this and calling upon the world to act and saying, if you don't, you're criminals and you're violating human rights of the people on this planet. And this is once again urgent. It's existential. Do it now. And the nice thing about that, Maggie, of course, is they're being honest. This is not happy news, right? This is not something that we cherish and say, oh, how wonderful. What a great decision this is. It's great because of the immediacy that it sends upon all of us, the urgency. But it's also honest. It's got integrity and says, you know what? This is not easy and there are consequences, but you got to do this. And that's the big news coming out of, again, The Hague, just on the same time, the same week,
yes,
as you said, that our EPA, by the way, the EPA created by a guy named Richard Nixon. You could imagine that another time in our nation's
Nixon's
history.
Nixon's EPA.
The Environmental Protection Agency. That's what EPA stands for. And the same week that we basically shut down their major focus here, we've got other responsible people who are not engaging in what we're calling the kayfabe over there saying, no, this is serious. Do something. And if you don't, shame on you. And more. You're responsible for the future of the planet.
This is yet another. The reason I sort of took a long, winding road to get into this topic is, yet again, here is an issue that, where the extremes have now defined the playing field of the debate. And I mean the extremes on the left and the right, right? We have to shut down all fossil fuels tomorrow and that's it. That's not going to work. Sorry.
Can't do it. Right?
Can't do
that's
it.
That's being honest, too.
We've
that's
got a
also
massive
being
consumption
integrity, right?
problem, right? That's going to get worse with artificial general intelligence. So you have to actually talk about what this looks like in a stepwise fashion by deploying everything that's available to us technologically to address this problem. You can't define it on the left by saying, we'll just shut all that off and everybody gets a solar panel and ha-ha, ta-da, problem solved. No, that won't work. And the denialists on the right are also just as dangerous. We need to be talking about the middle. Why? Because your kids and my kids in this beautiful state of Wisconsin want to go to the Apostle Islands when they're kids. We don't want them gone because of rising water levels, or we don't want the turbidity of all of our local lakes and rivers
to be such that you can't ever see into the water anymore. We don't want boats dredging our lakes of all of the natural habitat, but we also want to be able to enjoy lakes. This is about sensible policy, not denialism, not extremes, because we all want these beautiful resources to be preserved for our kids. And at base, we all want safety and health.
And as you describe that, Maggie, once again, I hope all your listeners are understanding, what about what you just said should be political or partisan? Shouldn't that be something that both parties, frankly, Richard Nixon talked about exactly those things, creating the EPA back in the 1970s. Ronald Reagan has done those things, as have all the Democratic presidents as well. Shouldn't everybody say, you know what, vote for me as a Republican, as a conservative, because I will protect the future of your nation. I will protect the future of your community. Right? Right?
Yeah, this is part of that. And I just, this is one of those things that it's red meat to the base, but to what end?
Right.
Like what's the time horizon here? I know I'm waxing a little philosophical about politics, but I hate the near termishness of politics. We have created an incentive system where the elected officials may not be looking much more than a couple of years across the next election cycle. Well, that doesn't work well for your grandkids. Like if let's just entertain it. Yeah. Let's just say, for argument's sake, that climate change is an existential threat and you love your grandkids, what course of action do those facts lead you to? And let's say we're wrong about climate change being an existential threat and we undertook all those actions anyways. What's the downside risk there? Zero downside risk. As long as it's smart policy, I mean, I'm building in the smart policy and that we Absolutely. Can talk across the aisle to one another and actually have a conversation about these things. And Jim, one of my favorite lines is regulations are for regular people. And what I mean by that is unless you have like 30 mil or more in the bank, maybe 50 mil, might even be more. Maybe you need a cool billion so you can literally buy your own island, clean all your air and water, protect it, live in a hermetically sealed bubble. Yeah, regulations are for you. That's who we're regulating for. We're regulating for the small business owner. And that's not to say that we shouldn't have a way to look at regulations and assess whether or not they continue to bring about the results that Right. we all wish to see in the world and whether they're doing that efficiently and effectively in a way that allows business to thrive and economic growth and all those things. That's what it's about.
Right. And also embrace science, right? That's also part of this too. Let the scientists who will tell you we may not always be right. Science by its very nature evolves, right? The things we believe today may not be just exactly the things we believed 20 or 40 years ago, but that's also the science that enables us to protect our future.
Because you keep studying it.
Right, right.
You keep learning, experimenting. You keep studying. Which doesn't lead you to say, you know what we shouldn't do is that science business. Let's do much less of that science. You know what we should also do? No regulations. Let them eat cake. Let them breathe smog. Let them drink PFAS or whatever. That's not the answer, which is what makes what happened this week in the Trump administration so absurd and clearly kayfabe. We got to take care of a little bit of business, but don't forget, it is Free Ticket Friday, and your word to win. You're going to want to text this word in via the app to get qualified to win 4 tickets for the Brewers versus the Cubs at 1:10 p.m. on this coming Wednesday, July 30th. That's the 1:10 game. The word to win is gold, G-O-L-D, gold, as in go for the gold, Brew Crew. You're at the top of the division.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. After weeks of speculation, Governor Tony Evers has finally made his decision. He is not running for a third term. Evers has had an accomplished career as a dedicated public servant for 5 decades and has been a terrific governor for the state of Wisconsin these last 6+ years. And we should be grateful for his time in office. It's been a job well done. But all things must pass. In making this decision to step aside and not seek another term, Tony Evers is doing what he has done time and time again. He's doing the right thing. And perhaps in making this decision, Governor Evers can be the one to turn the tide on the Democratic Party's unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. In his own unassuming way, the mild-mannered former science teacher who became Wisconsin's governor can be an example to Democrats across the nation. Because we know what happens in Wisconsin politics often has ramifications that reach well beyond the state's borders.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported last fall that Maine voters approved ballot question 1, limiting contributions to super PACs spending money in state elections. It passed with massive voter support, but like the state's foreign influence ban, was ruled as likely unconstitutional. That's what organizers hoped would happen. The ballot question reads, do you want to set a $5,000 limit for giving to political action committees that spend money independently to support or defeat candidates for office? The act also required super PAC donors to be disclosed. A First Circuit Federal District Court ruled July 15th that both provisions violated free speech protections and pointed to the Citizens United, Buckley v. Valeo, and other past U.S. Supreme Court decisions. Harvard Law professor Lawrence Lessig argues that large contributions to PACs risk quid pro quo corruption of supported candidates, even if a candidate isn't directly speaking with the super PAC. Elon Musk's America PAC and crypto industry super PAC's support of Donald Trump are recent examples. Lessig said in 2023, when the initiative was announced, that it was designed to force the U.S. Supreme Court to answer whether contributions to super PACs can be regulated by states in the same way state candidate contributions are limited. The case will next be appealed in the First Circuit, then could reach the U.S. Supreme Court in late 2026. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Matt and Air on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Wisconsin's summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Everybody, welcome. If you're just joining us, and happy Friday afternoon. It is Free Ticket Friday here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We do this every Friday throughout the summer. We give you fabulous tickets in the Civic Media Club seats to watch your favorite Milwaukee Brewers, the underdog of underdog teams, one of the smallest payrolls in all of baseball, taking out some absolute giants, sweeping the Dodgers 6-0. I think the Dodgers' total payroll is like almost three times plus a little bit more than the Brewers' total payroll, if you can get your heads around that. Absolutely stunning season for the Brewers. You're not going to want to miss it. The word to win this Friday, right now, you got to get it in before 5 p.m. So don't dilly-dally. If you're driving, pull over so you can text safely, but do it now because we're going to run out of time. The clock chimes off at 5 p.m. The word to win until 5 p.m. to win 4 tickets. Potentially, you're going to get entered to win those 4 tickets to the Brewers versus the Cubs. 1:10 p.m. game this coming Wednesday, July 30th. That word to win is gold, G-O-L-D, gold. As in, my guest this hour always has really good nuggets of golden knowledge to drop on us. His name is James Santel, former U.S. attorney, currently still lawyering, and also the host of Amicus, a law review. You can find his program at 9 to 11 a.m. on Saturdays across the network. Welcome back, Jim. We're talking about the kayfabe that is Donald Trump. There is no surprise, to be really literal about it. You remember when Donald Trump went on WWE?
Yes.
Like, put a marker down. Yes, Donald Trump's, his entire persona is kayfabe. The Apprentice, kayfabe. Donald Trump, the billionaire, kayfabe. Donald Trump, the ladies' man, kayfabe. Ick. Donald Trump, fighter for working people, that is kayfabe too. Donald Trump doesn't like working people. You've never actually seen him with any working people. He lives in a place with golden toilets. He doesn't want any. Donald Trump caring about working people is kayfabe. And Donald Trump, I kind of feel like his entire presidency has been kayfabe.
Well,
like,
and he uses the language of it kayfabe too, doesn't he, Maggie? Right? Even when he announces that the Epstein thing, just one word, you all, it's just for red meat, right? It's a hoax. What's a hoax? What is your symbol? What's the hoax there? But just throw it out there. And that's all you need to do.
So ridiculous. Right? Almost everything that comes out of his mouth, kayfabe.
Right.
Distraction. And if you don't know that it's kayfabe, then that means you're getting suckered. And I don't know anybody who wants to be a sucker. And you can talk all you want about, well, Joe Biden did this, or this Democrat, and I have the... Sure. I mean, we could nitpick all that stuff all day long, and there's certainly a litany of things that Joe sure. Biden did that I don't agree with. But the guy that's president now, come on volume, acuity, potential disastrous results, like, this is way different. Way different. So I wanted to talk about one last piece of kayfabe that is, I think, an example of abject failure of government, of a sacred institution that we're all told that we should respect. This institution has no respect from me anymore, at least 6 of the 9 of the people that make up this institution, because they have kayfabed themselves. They actually believe their own con. They believe their own grift. Jim, tell us all what we're talking about.
We're talking
and
about
why it's clearly kayfabe.
We're talking about a Supreme Court that basically, and I'm approaching probably 20 different instances, has basically said, Mr. President, go ahead and do what you want. Just 2 days ago, Maggie, you and I both know, the Supreme Court, 6 of them at least, said, let's talk about the Consumer Product Safety Commission. What is that group? Once again, kind of like the EPA, but in a different area. What do they do to protect us? They do things like they monitor the safety of electronics, household items, cribs for your children, toys for your children, many, many things out there that we use and consume all the time. These are the folks who say, you know what, every so often we've got to recall things because they're not safe. They keep us in good shape. And a couple of them, actually 3 of them, had objected to some staffing cuts by this president, and also they were voting to stop the import of some poorly made lithium ion batteries, also compromising our safety. That gets the attention of Donald Trump, who fires them, who says, you know what? I don't like what you're doing, fires them. And the Supreme Court this week says, go ahead and
do it. No problem.
No problem.
You know what we need less of, Jim? We need less consumer product safety. We need way more. That should be super, super politicized, don't you think?
Absolutely.
We should just put in folks that will do the bidding of the businesses that make the unsafe products. That's what that Consumer Product Safety Commission should be.
And we've got to stop that, right? We've got to stop that.
It's so ridiculous. And a huge piece of the kayfabe of conservatism over the last 50 years is, like, all regulations bad. Mm-hmm. No, regulations are for regular people. The Consumer Product Safety Commission is for regular people, because you cannot pay for someone to, you know, handcraft your children's toys to order, or go mine the lithium for your particular cell phone battery, or invent that. I think you get my point, folks. Unless you're a billionaire, you're going to need regulations. What we should be talking about is smarter regulations that work better for Jim, for you, for me, for everybody. Not completely dismantling the entire systems that try to keep us safe and happy and let small businesses thrive and compete in a fair marketplace. And that's what's happening. And the Supreme Court It likes to wag its finger at all of us and tell us how fair and unbiased and above reproach they are without a binding code of ethics, without ever acknowledging the inconsistencies in how it manages its shadow docket. Listen, the Supreme Court has more power now than it ever has in the history of our country, and it is demonstrating a higher ideological bent than it ever has before in our history, to the detriment of regular people. Keep it locked. It's Friday on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Glenn Maxwell, whose sources told ABC News initiated the meetings with the Justice Department, answered questions about the Jeffrey Epstein case, sources said, after being granted a limited form of immunity. Maxwell is a co-conspirator and former girlfriend of Epstein. Earlier today, President Trump telling reporters he has not thought about a possible pardon, but says he could if he wanted to.
I asked about President Trump's comments today, talking about a potential pardon. Marcus said that it's no secret Ghislaine Maxwell would welcome, as he put it, any kind of relief. But he said there were no specific asks today and no offers made.
President Trump is blaming Hamas for the latest breakdown in Gaza ceasefire talks in Qatar. It comes as aid groups report widespread starvation across Gaza. The UN and European leaders calling for an immediate end to the war. On Wall Street, stocks finishing the week strong with record highs. This is ABC News.
As we